Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say. Come on and lift your voice.
Of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
My God is an awesome God. Good evening. This is Sheila Coley bringing to you this particular session of the Next Chapter Blog Talk Radio. The Next Chapter is a ministry that helps widows for the first 3 years. 3 years of getting through birthdays, holidays, and many of the special events that you shared with your husband. On tonight, we do have a special guest with us, but before I tell you about that special guest, there are some things I want to share with you. There's a reading that I have that I want to read to you, and actually it's called Swimming in the Dark. And before I get started, I just always want to acknowledge our wonderful director, Mary Hollis. Mary is so wonderful. She is always there doing whatever it is that the members of the Next Chapter need. Mary is taking the month of July off, and I will be in her stead for the remaining of this month. So every Tuesday evening at 11 o'clock to 11:30, we ask you to call in on the air, or you can certainly sign in on your computer and take part of our dialogue and sometimes our monologue that we have on Tuesday nights. Now, what I want to read to you on this evening is called Swimming in the Dark. And it comes out of a book that we often share with our new widows called God Can Handle It, Day by Day. And so Swimming in the Dark is one of the excerpts that's located in the book. And it reads like this. In May 1997, Susan Maroney became the first woman to swim the 118 miles from Cuba, Florida, In her third attempt, a 22-year-old Australian swam for 2 and 24 and a half hours in shark infested waters, surrounded by a 28-by-8-foot shark proof cage. The cage was itself attached to an escort boat moving alongside her. When Maroney reached Fort Zachary State Park in the Florida Keys, she was badly sunburned, dehydrated, and covered with welts from jellyfish stings. At one time, she had hallucinations in which she thought she saw monkeys hanging on the cage. She stated afterwards, "So many times you think, I just don't want to keep going." She was encouraged by her mother and brother, who motivated her from the escort boat during the night. Swimming in the night, by the way, was what Maroney described as the very hardest part. Have you ever felt as if you were swimming in the dark? Perhaps growing weary? You felt like giving up. Here are a few things we can learn from Susan Maroney's experience. The first thing we can learn is work hard to accomplish your dreams. When you're trying to accomplish your dreams, one of the things you have to remember is you just have to keep working. You work as hard as you can. It's not always an easy thing to do, but you can do it. The second thing you need to do is to surround yourself with people who believe in you and will stay with you, even during the dark times. And that's one of the things that the Next Chapter Widows Ministry likes to do, is to surround our widows with people who believe in you. We want to stay with you even during the darkest time. And the third thing is to keep your goal in sight. What are your goals? Do you have pictures of it? Do you have people to remind you of what your goals are? I cut pictures out and I write words. I print them off the printer and I hang them over in my office. I put them in my wallet. You can even put it on your refrigerator and the dashboard of your car. To help you keep your goals in sight. And above everything else, we want you to remember to keep swimming. There's a movie, I believe it was Disney, called Finding Nemo. And they're trying to get to the surface, and they're getting tired, and they just say, keep swimming, keep swimming. So that's one of the things that we wanted to share with you tonight, is to keep swimming. Swim through your difficulty situations. It may get dark, it may get hard, but whatever you do, just keep swimming. The book of James, chapter 1, verses 12 says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. So as a widow, you've gone through many trials. You've had things incurred in your life that was unexpected, and as a result, you had to do a lot of things that was just so difficult, things that you may have never had to do before and probably thought you would never have to do. But because you have persevered and you have just kept going, the Lord is just going to continue to bless you and keep you. So we wanted to share that inspirational story with you to let you know, no matter what's going on, just keep swimming. So this week, when things get hard, you just tell yourself, I got to keep swimming. I got to stay focused. That's what we need to do. Now, tonight, our special guest is special to me. She actually happens to be my daughter. Well, we wanted to share with you her story and some things about what she's doing, because sometimes as widows, you have children, and particularly daughters. And when you have daughters and you're not quite sure, you know, of all the things that you need to be concerned about, and you don't have to be daughters. It could be nieces. It could be granddaughters. It could be young ladies that are in your church or in your neighborhood. And and you want to mentor them, or you want to find somewhere that they can go in order to kind of keep them encouraged and keep them on the straight and narrow, there is places that you can send them that would be great for athletics, great for music, great for martial arts. But outside of the church, where can you send these young ladies that would provide them a nurturing environment in a very Christian-like atmosphere? So we'll be bringing Sharifa on real soon. Sharifa, in order for you to come on, you have a number one on your keypad. If you would push that number one, I can put you in queue here. One of the other things that we want you to do is to just think about what ways that God is calling you to help minister to young ladies. Now, right before we talk to Sharif, I want to also share with you just an event that we've run out of time, that in September we'll be celebrating another anniversary. We will be having a service on September the 13th, and then we will be traveling to Florida, Orlando, Florida, for the Holy Land Experience, and we certainly want to encourage you to attend with us. And not only do we want you to come, but we want you to bring some family members and friends with you and make our anniversary and our time away very, very enjoyable. All right, at this particular time.
But I never lost faith in you. So if you say